You're listening to the AI Edge, the show that makes AI simple, easy, and practical. From chaos to clarity, AI made easy. Let's cut the chaos.
I want to hand you an invoice to start the show. $50,000, past due. And the wild part? You've already been paying it, quietly, for years. You just never got the bill.
It's not on your P&L. It's not in your accounting software. Your bookkeeper has never once flagged it.
Because it doesn't live there. It lives inside of your day, smeared so thin across so many tiny moments that nobody ever bothers to add it up.
Now, before we go deep, I already know what some of you are doing right now. You hear AI and you clutch the steering wheel.
Oh, here we go.
It's gonna take over my business. It's gonna replace me. Next thing you know, the robot's signing my checks and dating my wife.
Let me calm everybody's spirit down. Nobody is asking artificial intelligence to be you. It does not want your job. It does not want your clients. It does not want your expertise.
It wants your data entry. That's it. That's the whole hostile takeover. It's coming for the part of your day where you type the same person's name into four different screens like it's 1998.
You out here guarding your genius like AI is going to steal it. And meanwhile, your actual genius has spent the last hour copying a phone number from an email into a spreadsheet.
Relax. The robot doesn't want your throne. The robot wants your sticky notes.
Let me tell folks who this show is for. The 3 to 30 employee owner who already feels the old way cracking. The real estate agent. The insurance office. The accounting firm. The financial advisor.
The contractors, the HVAC crews, the home services owners who are flat out tired of being the smartest and busiest person in their own company.
The Hello LLC has been building for 8 years. And here's the thing, we don't just talk about this. We run our own business on it. We'll get to that. First, let me prove the leak is real. Pull up your profit and loss right now. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Be serious. Pull it up.
Now find the line that says leads we never called back. Find follow-ups I forgot. Find redoing work I already did once.
You won't find it. Not because it isn't costing you, because it's not a line item. It's a leak. And it always has the same six faces.
Best follow-up.
Flow response times.
Manual processes.
Duplicate work.
Disconnected systems.
And the headliner, operational chaos, wearing a little costume that says, but we're so busy.
So let's talk numbers, because this is where it stops being an opinion. When a lead comes in, responding within 5 minutes makes you up to 100 times more likely to make contact than waiting 30.
100 times, not 100%, 100 times.
And you know what the average business actually takes to respond? 47 hours.
47 hours. That lead has gotten 3 other quotes, taken a nap, and bonded with your competitor by the time you say, hi, just following up.
78% of customers buy from whoever answers first. So this isn't even about being the best anymore. It's about being awake.
And let me hit the industries one by one because everybody thinks they're an exception.
Real estate. You're the agent.
A buyer fills out a form on a listing at 9 p.m. The data says the average agent takes 15 hours to respond. 15.
That buyer toured 2 other homes with 2 other agents before you finished your coffee. You didn't lose the client. You lost the race to Hello.
Insurance. Those leads get sold to 3 to 8 carriers at the same time. First one to call wins. Period.
So while you're getting to it after lunch, 7 other agents already called. You paid for that lead. You just gift wrapped it to somebody faster.
Accounting and bookkeeping, tax season, a new client emails, and the response time is whenever I dig out from under the other 200 emails.
Meanwhile, they type their info into your intake form, and then somebody on your team typed it again into your software. Same data, twice, by hand, for sport, apparently.
Financial advisor, sharp with a portfolio, allergic to a follow-up. Sends one email, hears nothing, gives up.
And here's the gut punch. 80% of sales need 5 or more follow-ups, but 44% of people quit after 1. So most owners are doing 20% of the work and wondering where the 80% went.
HVAC and home services. The AC dies at 9:30 at night. 41% of home services jobs get booked after hours, and that's exactly when nobody picks up the phone.
Old way, voicemail, hope, prayer. The modern way, something answers in 10 seconds, gathers the details, books the slot, and tells the tech before you even wake up.
Same technician, same repair, completely different customer. And the customer isn't comparing you to the HVAC guy across town anymore.
They're comparing you to Amazon, to Uber, to every company that answers in 3 seconds at midnight.
And here's the thing. Every single one of those problems, the missed call, the slow quote, the dropped follow-up, the double data entry, is a thing you can hand to an AI agent right now.
Which is the perfect time to tell you what we actually do. We have an AI agent named Izzy. And before you ask, no, Izzy isn't a gimmick we bolt onto your website to look modern.
Izzy runs our front door. When a lead hits the Hello LLC, Izzy answers in seconds. Texts, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, the website, day, night, Sunday, holidays. Books the call, never forgets a follow-up, never has a bad morning.
Izzy works for us exactly the way we build her to work for you. So if you want to stop reading about this and just feel it, go to thehellollc.io and talk to Izzy yourself. Ask her something. Watch how fast she moves. That's the whole pitch. Go bother our robot.
He'll be a fake customer. See what your real customers should be getting.
Now, let me talk to the folks still scared of this. The ones who think AI is a fad or a threat or a phase.
Gently, because we love you.
The single biggest reason small businesses don't adopt AI, 82% of the smallest firms say it doesn't apply to their business.
Doesn't apply, sir. You schedule appointments. You answer emails. You follow up with leads. You enter data.
That's the entire job AI does. Saying it doesn't apply to your business is like saying electricity doesn't apply to your house because you've got a really nice candle.
And we've seen this exact fear before, every time.
People panicked about email.
People panicked about websites.
People swore they'd never put a card number into the online.
Now you order toilet paper from your watch.
Technology always feels insane right before it becomes Tuesday. First you laugh at it, then you argue about it, then you can't remember how you lived without it.
And right now you've got two camps. The businesses that are growing, 83% of them have adopted AI. The businesses that are shrinking, barely half.
So when somebody tells me AI is just hype, I look at which list they're on.
And here's what the scared crowd is missing. This isn't about working less because you're lazy. It's about getting your actual life back. Owners are losing about 90 minutes every single day to wasted manual nonsense.
90 minutes a day. That's 3 full weeks a year. 3 weeks. You could have taken a vacation with the time you spent not taking a vacation.
And owners who put AI to work are saving 20 plus hours a month and cutting operating costs by up to 30%. That's not a toy. That's a part-time employee you didn't have to hire, argue with, or buy a chair for.
Which brings me to the money math nobody likes. You will spend 30 grand replacing the burned out employee who quit because of the chaos, but you won't spend the fraction of that fixing the chaos.
You can't out-hire bad operations.
You can't out-motivate a broken system.
And you cannot outwork operational chaos because the leak runs while you sleep. It's working harder than you are.
And this is the part people don't realize. We don't hand you one cute chatbot and wave goodbye. Inside Hello Nexus, we build the connected operation. The agent that answers, the system that books, the follow-up that fires on its own, the data that stops getting typed twice.
Individual AI systems built for your business, your industry, your actual bottleneck. The real estate version doesn't look like the HVAC version. We're not selling you software, we're closing the leak.
So, second time I'll say it because somebody scrolled past the first one, go to thehellollc.io. Talk to Izzy, tell her your biggest headache, see what connected operations actually feel like instead of taking my word for it.
And before anybody says it, yes, but my business is different. Every industry says that. The advisor says it. The agent says it. The contractor says it.
All true, and all of you still schedule, still follow up, still re-enter the same information into 3 systems like it's cardio.
The work that makes you valuable is unique. The work strangling you usually isn't. That's the part we take.
So here's where I'll leave you. If you've been telling yourself you just need to hustle harder or hire one more body, you can put that down. The honest move isn't a 44th problem on payroll.
It's closing the thing that's quietly billing you 50 grand a year. We're not for everyone. We're for the ones ready to stop being the bottleneck and start being the architect. If that's you, you're already in the right room.
So sit with this before next week. If I walked into your business today and handed you a $50,000 invoice stamped operational waste, you'd be furious. You'd demand the breakdown. You'd fight it line by line.
But you're already paying it every month without the invoice. The only difference between you and the owner who fixed it is that they finally asked to see the breakdown.
This is the AI edge. Keep pushing the envelope. We'll see you next Tuesday. Same time, same mission. From chaos to clarity.
And do these two things before you go. Drop your single biggest operational bottleneck in the comments. We may break it down live on the next show.
And go talk to Izzy at thehellollc.io. See the agent work for you the way it works for us. Begin your AI clarity experience, a free no obligation strategy session, and let's go find your $50,000.
Catch you next week.